So we're in the time of the Ben HaMetzarim. The Ben HaMetzarim means that's what Chazal call. We call it the 3 weeks. It's a 3 week period between Yud Zayin Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, but Chazal never used that word. They used the word the Ben HaMetzarim. Number one is it's not 3 weeks, it's really 22 days. But it's known as in between the two tragedies. We had the fast day on Sunday on Yud Zayin Tammuz, and the culmination is on Tisha B'Av in a couple of weeks on the 9th of Av. So there are different time periods of mourning in between. We know there's the time, the 3 week period. Next week we're going to be benching Rosh Chodesh. Next week, I think it's Friday, is Rosh Chodesh Av. That begins the 9 days. So we have the 3 weeks, we have the 9 days, and we have Tisha B'Av. So briskers of Soloveitchik, so we know during this time period we have different practices. People don't get married during this time. Generally, people don't take haircuts. There's a discussion about shaving. So where do these mourning practices come from? So most assume that there is no set source. It's just a culmination. It's different customs developed, and they pick different things you can't do, be it weddings, haircuts, shaving, etc. However, the Rav Soloveitchik felt everything has to be in categories. You can't just say, well, they made up this category and you can't shave now, or you can't take a haircut. There has to be some basis for it. So Rav Soloveitchik explained that we know we have 3 time periods of mourning in general. When someone loses a loved one, a parent, so we know we have the Shiva period, the 7 days. Then we have the Shloshim period, the 30 days. And for a mother and father, you only have one. It's Yud Beis Chodesh. It's a 12-month period. So those are the 3 areas in Halacha we have sources for mourning. So Rav Soloveitchik said we have to go back to either Shiva, the 7-day period, the 30-day period, or the 12-month period, and figure out where does the 3 weeks fit in. So Rav Soloveitchik says, so the 3 week period, that's equivalent to the period of Yud Beis Chodesh, a 12-month period, meaning after the 30 days are up, when you finish the 30-day period, when you post 30 until Yud Beis Chodesh, that's the status of the 3 weeks. Shlosh, when we bench Rosh Chodesh, when we actually observe Rosh Chodesh next week, that's the beginning of the 9 days, which would be equivalent to the Shloshim, the 30-day period. And Tisha B'Av will be equivalent to the Shiva period. So therefore, he says, each one go to specific categories, and you have to figure out what category you're in to know what's prohibited. That's why, in fact, there's an interesting discussion, when does the 3 weeks begin? Like, when do they begin? They begin on Yud Zayin. This year, it wouldn't be a question this year because Yud Zayin Tammuz was on Shabbos and we didn't fast to the 18th of Tammuz, which is Sunday. But let's assume on a regular year, let's say it was during the week. So we all know the fast day begins in the morning. We have 2 fast days that begin at night, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. The rest begin in the morning. So we know we don't... The prohibition to eat doesn't begin until the morning. So everyone agrees to that. So what about if I wanted to shave the night of Yud Zayin Tammuz? Or I wanted to take a haircut? I wanted to do something. It's the night before. The next day is the fast. Do the prohibitions of the 3 weeks begin the night before? Or they don't begin until the morning? So one would say simple explanation. We know by Hiera, by Yiboker, Yom Echad, the day begins at night in Judaism. It's like every Yontif, every day begins at night. So I would say the 3 weeks begin tonight. The night of Yud Zayin Tammuz, the prohibitions that ever apply during the 3 weeks, weddings, haircuts, they kick in right away. And for other reasons, we don't begin the fast. We didn't accept to begin the fasting until the next morning. That's how most assume, Rav Soloveitchik and others. However, Moshe Feinstein felt differently. He felt that really that the 3 weeks don't begin until the actual morning. So strictly speaking, the night before, the laws of the 3 weeks don't apply. What's the big deal? He talks about cases. He says the same thing about Lag BaOmer in a different area. But in theory, let's say someone had to get married, and it was the night before, or someone didn't shave or needed a haircut. So then, strictly speaking, he says, obviously, it's best you should plan ahead and have the wedding before, have the shave before. But post facto, b'di'evet, if you're stuck and you had to shave, so we'll see. It comes out ironically. It's a separate shiur because Rav Soloveitchik holds you could shave during the 3 weeks anyway. So to come out according to everyone, the night of Yud Zayin Tammuz, you'd be able to shave if you wanted to get your last shave in before the 3 weeks. So according to Rav Soloveitchik, it's mutter during the whole 3 weeks. And according to Rav Moshe, the prohibition of the 3 weeks don't kick into the morning. So he says, if whatever you forgot to shave, so therefore then according to everyone, you'll be able to shave at night. But that's the fundamental dispute. So the Soloveitchiks always go back to categories. So right now we're in the period of Yud Beis Chodesh and the 3 weeks, and therefore whatever is prohibited during the Yud Beis Chodesh, according to Rav Soloveitchik, would be prohibited during this time period as well. Rabbi Chananya Nakasha Omei Aratza Kadosh Baruch Hu Wazakas Zofiach Yevim Torah Mitzvah Shenemar Adonai Chafetz Uman Tzidko Yadir Torah Yadir. Yeah, we used to have to make Rambam.